This is a podcast from Rover.
So last night was the night where I had said to Jay, our 7-year-old son, I said, Thursday night, mate, we, you and I, are going to host an American dinner.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know
we have no loyalty to the States as such. Like, we're not part American, but it was more like, I want to teach him about different countries around the world. And to start off, I thought I'd start with an easier country that he kind of knows because he's a kid and he has McDonald's, to go with America, and then maybe we'll move into sort of, you know, we could have Chinese and do a Chinese activity.
Mm.
Mexico.
You go
anywhere. Mm. Western Europe if you wanted to, you know?
Yeah, some sort of Peruvian barbecue.
Yeah. Mm. So just a long-term thing. So last night was the first night. So on Tuesday, I think it was, or Monday, we went in to look sharp and we got the decorations. And turns out he actually, when I was in there, I'd said no to a few things because you know what kids are like. He started sort of spitballing ideas that had nothing to do with American themed dinner. But I caved and I said yes to the pinata because he was so excited about a pinata.
Okay.
Because a pinata, that's more Mexican, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Mexican.
And
it's
close. I thought, it's right next door.
You should have put the pinata at your next door neighbor's house.
Yeah. Just hop over the wall.
By the wall. Yeah. So we got the pinata and a lot of bunting.
Mm.
In the family secret Santa a few years ago, I got a wee disco ball and like an electronic one, so it can light up the right American colours. So we turned that on. Then he got some donuts, and he had to make a stand for the donuts, and so he did that yesterday, and he got all ready, and then it was American hot dogs for dinner.
Mm.
Easy.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he wanted to have a Nerf gun war, and so we sort of went the wrong way with that, and then I had to sort of rein him back in and go, no, mate, we're not doing a Nerf gun war. Then he wanted to do a samurai sword fight. I said, no, again, not American. But the whole thing was a learning curve, and it got to the point, so we were hosting this for Katie. She didn't have much to do with it, my wife, his mummy, and our friend Todd. So we're only hosting two other people. But, oh, my God, guys, he got so into it. He even started talking in an accent, what he thought was an accent. Listen to this.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are
you? That is actually pretty good.
So good.
And he's saying that while wearing these ridiculous blue glasses. He got right into it.
Oh, my God.
He made a sign, then tried to sell donuts. I said, no, we're not making money from this event, mate. But, gosh, it was cool. It was really cool. And then I said to him at the end of the night, I said, oh, so, yeah, what's, because we like to ask him because he's shared custody. So he goes back to the other house today. And I said to him, what's been the best part of your week? And that was not me angling for him to say this. Mm. And he turned around and he goes, we totally smashed the American night, eh? I said, yeah, mate, we did. And then he went to bed, and then he ran back out of bed later and said, one more high five for the Team America.
Oh.
I was like, psh, yeah, man, now go to bed.
Team America.
But he couldn't sleep. He was so full of sugar. Because the pinata, lollies, the donuts, basically just sugar.